So picture the scene. You do an hour and a half of Chazaras Hashatz on Rosh Hashanah, and you finally get to Melech HaKadosh, and instead of a Melech HaKadosh, you say Akel HaKadosh. You want a less grandiose scenario, a regular davening during the week of Aser Shmei Tshuva. You say Akel HaKadosh. The Chazan says Akel HaKadosh instead of a Melech HaKadosh. Does, in both of these cases, do you need to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei, which on Rosh Hashanah is a pretty big deal, as that's, even if you fly through all the pismonim again, or whatever, skip them still, it's still going to take up a significant amount of time, or not. So Shulchan Aruch is very basic, that if you forget, a regular person forgets Melech HaKadosh, instead says, Akel HaKadosh, he's Chozer LaRosh. He goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Very simple. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason, because the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei are all considered one bracha. So therefore you botch Akel HaKadosh, Melech HaKadosh, you go back to the beginning of the bracha, which is the beginning of essentially three brachos. So far, so good. Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch really explain that if you catch yourself within Toch Kedei Dibur, which is 3-4 seconds, give or take, then you don't need to go back. But if you see, well, many times a guy gets flustered, unless he realizes immediately what's going on, everyone's screaming at him, and you know, usually it takes 2-3-4 seconds till he gets his bearings. Also, if he starts the next word, according to many poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah, he would be too late. Even if it's within the 2-3-4 seconds, if he starts saying the next bracha, then he's out already, he has to go back to the beginning. So that is basically Judaism 101 for a person who forgets Amelech HaKadosh and says Akel HaKadosh. Now what about the Chaz? Remember, the Chazan already also said Kedusha as well. If he goes back to the beginning, he's going to have to repeat Kedusha as well. Says the Shari Tshuva, very simple, one and done, a straight up halacha. He says, Shatz Shetoa b'Amelech HaKadosh, Shurektibur messes up with Amelech HaKadosh, Shechozer v'Rosh, he goes back to the beginning, Chozer v'Yomer Kedusha Gamkein, and he repeats Kedusha as well. Shari Tshuva makes it seem like it's an open shut case, just like a regular person would go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, so too a Chazan goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And now the fun begins. There is a tour which says, what about if a Chazan messes up, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a Chazan's in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, and he messes up the Birchas Kriyashma, and now you need to replace him. Before they had Siddurim, so you'd yank the Chazan, put a new guy up there in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma. The Yotzer Ors and stuff like that. Right, the Yotzer Or, like all the brachas right before Kriyashma. Regular Shacharis. Where does the new Chazan start from? Presumably starts from the beginning of the bracha that the guy, the messed up Chazan, messed up on. Very simple.
What do you mean by messed up?
And he doesn't remember those days, they didn't have Siddurim necessarily. So he's doing it by heart, he forgets, he fumfers. Or he says the words, he can't go on. Or Nebuchadnezzar, like, he gets weak, or he needs to go to the bathroom, whatever. He needs someone else to go replace him. Yeah? So where does the replacement come from? So he starts from the beginning of the bracha. Says the Torah, unless he said Kedusha. The Kedusha within Birchas Kriyashma, Kadosh, 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 right? Bofanim, Chayus HaKodesh. He said Kadosh, Kadosh, and stuff like that. Then he messed up. You just need to go back to the word right after Kedusha in Birchas Kriyashma. In other words, the Kedusha itself separates and is like the end of a bracha. And therefore you could pick up, says the Torah, in the first word right after the Kedusha in Birchas Kriyashma. That's what the Torah writes. Shulchan Aruch paskens that as well. So Chazan messes up in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, you yank him. And it's after you said Kadosh Kadosh in Birchas Kriyashma, you just put the new Chazan, he starts the first word after you finished, you know, the Kedusha in Birchas Kriyashma. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch passes in this way as well. And it's based on Yerushalmi, a story that happened where the Yerushalmi says the Chazan got yanked, and he started right after Kedusha. What do you see from over there? You see that Kedusha is considered the end of a bracha. So now apply it to our case. Chazan gets up there and says, Akel HaKadosh. Everyone starts screaming at him. He's standing up there, oh, what do I do? 3 seconds passed. Now where does he go back? Shari Tshuva says it's very simple. He goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Based on this Shulchan Aruch, though, you should only go back to the end of what?
Kedusha.
So for Ashkenaz, it would be Vador Vador, Sfarad would be Atah Kadosh. Right? That is a massive savior of time if you follow this random Shulchan Aruch, which seems to go against this much later Shari Tshuva. Rabbi Avadia Yosef runs with this Shulchan Aruch. And he says, oh, you see from here, the Shari Tshuva is wrong. We don't basking like the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva goes against this straight up Yerushalmi. It goes up straight up against the Shulchan Aruch passing at Yerushalmi. And in fact, he finds a Me'iri. The Me'iri makes a comment that a Chazan needs to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, does not go back to the beginning, but only goes back to right after Kedusha. Because Kedusha is like the end of the Bracha. You go back to the Bracha you messed up. It ends, it's the Kedusha is the end of a Bracha. You only go back to the beginning of the Bracha. That's right after Kedusha. You save all this time. Says Rabbi Avadia, he says, in fact, there are also poskim who say, HaMelech HaKadosh. If you botch it and say Akel HaKadosh, you don't have to go back to the beginning. We don't paskin that way, but you could combine those poskim as another leniency as well. And then says Rabbi Avadia, I conclude not like the Shari Tshuva. So according to that, if a chazan botches it, that's not real halacha l'maisa. Sfaradi Shul, a guy messes up and says Akel HaKadosh, you wouldn't go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. You wouldn't repeat Kedusha. You would just go back to Vador Vador or Atah Kadosh and say the last 10 words and shine, you move on. Comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and says, you're comparing apples and oranges. The Kedusha in Kriya Shema is very different than the Kedusha of Shmoneh Esrei. The Kedusha of Kriya Shema is what? Just acknowledging that the angels up above are praising God. It's not like you're saying Kadosh, Kadosh to Hashem. You're acknowledging the angels up there are doing it. It's not part of the actual bracha. It's like a nice addition which we throw in there. The Kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei is part and parcel of the bracha of Atah Kadosh. And therefore, apply that to our case. If you botch and say Akel HaKadosh instead of Amelech HaKadosh, you need to go back to the beginning of the bracha, which would be the beginning of Kedusha, which is really the beginning of the set of three brachas, which would mean you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, like the Shari Tshuva said, you have to repeat Kedusha. If you botch it and mess up in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, okay, so you go back to the beginning of the bracha, but the extra Kadosh has nothing to do with anything. Yeah, it's a separate addition, so we throw it in. It's not part of the actual bracha. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, based upon this, I would uphold the ruling of the Shari Tshuva. And for Ashkenazim, it's a big stinks. The Chazan messes up and says, Akel HaKadosh, that would mean you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei and repeat Kedusha as well. The Rav Shlomo Zalman also brings a raya from a Trumas HaDeshen, who's often meaning Ashkenaz. Listen to this line. You don't get this more express ruling than this. Rabbi Avadia even acknowledges, but tries to be dochet. But he says like this, Shamati mimenu, I heard from the Trumas HaDeshen, Shapamachas, one time, Barash Hashanah, Shehichzer Maram HaTfila, this Maram, I don't know if that's the actual Trumas HaDeshen or someone else, that he was Chozer V'Shmoneh Esrei, V'Amar HaKel HaKadosh, whoops, he said HaKel HaKadosh, and Rosh Hashanah itself, V'Amar HaVechozer L'Tchilas Birchas Magen, V'Amru Zichreinu and Micha Mocha. You have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So it's a fate accompli for the Minag Ashkenaz. In other words, it's a huge nafkamina between Sfarim and Ashkenazim. Sfarim would say, Yabach Akel HaKadosh, Chazim Bachet, he only needs to go back to Atah Kadosh. He does not need to repeat Kedusha at all. Ashkenazim would say, you got to go back, start it all over again. Shkoyach.